Joining us on the line from Toronto FC defender Drew Moore. And Drew, are you ready, fired up, and stoked?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. This is the fun time of year, obviously, and it's just getting cold at the right time. So hopefully that will play to our advantage.
Have you looked at the long-range forecast? Drew, have you seen what the weather's supposed
to be? Toronto weather.
Yeah, it's right now, I looked at it, it's supposed to be 1 degree is the high.
Perfect.
Chance of snow, -7. So now, do you think you've got the nice warm weather gear ready to go?
We'll have it ready to go. I don't know how, you know, I don't always like the gloves and the long sleeves and stuff. It's a little bit too constricting for me at times, but it's nice to know that it's there if needed.
When you look at this Seattle Sounders team, they've been outstanding, just like you guys have been in the postseason, but they're not giving up anything, and they beat Houston 5-0 on aggregate. They look like they are primed to defend, become the fourth MLS team to ever defend the title. Do you think that they're a better team than when you played them last year?
I think they are a better team than last year, and certainly they are playing better at this point of the season, which is funny to say because obviously it's only MLS Cup left, but they're playing better now than they were going into MLS Cup last year. They've got, obviously, Clint Dempsey back,
yep.
Who was not a part of their playoff run last season. They have, for the most part, the same core group of guys, but much like us, they made a couple very good off-season signings that have contributed for them. And it's almost kind of like, it feels like a role reversal from last year where we were kind of the hot team going into MLS Cup final. And they weren't as talked about, perhaps, going into the match. And I feel like it's the opposite. They've kind of walked through their playoffs and we had to sweat it out a little bit. So it should be a fun and interesting night at BMO on Saturday.
You mentioned Clint Dempsey. He and Will Bruin have been difficult for Houston to handle. I mean, this is a team that, I mean, they're not giving up anything, but they're scoring some goals. For you as a defender, what difference does it make with having Clint Dempsey out there versus last year? You said he wasn't there. He wasn't part of their playoff run. How does he change what you have to do and what they're going to be able to, how they're going to be able to attack you guys?
Yeah, you know, and I think people know Clint Dempsey's such a good player. He's a goal scorer. He's a goal provider. He kind of floats in between being a forward and a midfielder in an area that can sometimes be difficult to keep track of. And it's important that we stay organized and that we communicate well at all times where he is. And he's not the only one, obviously. You mentioned Will Bruin,
yep,
who is pretty much an out-and-out striker that we're going to have to keep an eye on. But they have a Lodeiro who likes to kind of float in and out of positions as well. They've got some players that can interchange a little bit, and communication, organization defensively is going to be key because, you know, a guy like Clint Dempsey likes to find those spaces where other teams' defenders are not, and if he gets into dangerous areas, he can punish you. He can punish us.
It's been a great season for you in a lot of ways, really anchoring the back for Toronto FC, but It must have been a funny season when you look back to April and what you went through there with the irregular heartbeat and everything. I don't know how scary it was at the time, but when you look back at it now to where you've got to, it's got to feel like it was a long time ago, but thank goodness you got through it.
Yeah, for sure. Early in the year, I, you know, was pulled out of a training session and told I had an irregular heartbeat because we wear these heart monitors while we're training, and it was scary for a little bit of time, but I found out pretty quick it wasn't anything life-threatening and that it could be fixed with a pretty routine procedure, which, you know, doesn't make it less scary, but certainly knowing that I'd be able to continue to play at the level that I currently was a relief. And so after just a short layoff, it just kind of reminds you how much you love the game and how much you want the game in your life and you love competing and you love playing for an organization like TFC and playing for a group of guys that put it all out there on the line week in and week out, it was just a reminder of how good we have it while we're playing, you know?
Talking with Drew Moore from Toronto FC. Drew, looks like Altidore is going to be back and in the lineup. As he said, you know, you were going to have to find a bus blocking my entrance for me not to play. You get two looks at Seattle from their playoff to get to this. What do you have to try to establish as a team early in the game against Seattle?
Yeah, it's a good point. Early in the game, in my mind, is key. I think we need to take the game to them early and get our crowd behind it, whether it's an early shot, an early goal, some good early play in the attacking half. A lot of times cup finals can be very defensive and very cagey and very physical and not have a lot of chances. And I think that was the case last season in 2016. And the game just never really opened up. We're the kind of team that we want the game to open up. We want there to be a lot of chances, even if it's for both sides, because we feel like we can outscore other teams. And so we really need to get our crowd into it early. It's going to be a cold day. There's going to be some nerves, as there always is in big games. But I think if we can come after them early, play in their half, get the ball up the field, play some exciting football, and take some early chances, then it's going to give us a good foundation to build off of.
You guys had an incredible season, a record-breaking season. Do you feel like you have to win, though, on Saturday for that season to really mean anything, that if it doesn't go your way, it will all kind of be for naught because all anybody will remember was who wins that game on Saturday?
It's a tough question. I don't think, obviously, I don't want to think what could happen if we don't win on Saturday.
Sure.
But it was such a special season. When you set the all-time points record in a regular season, we won the Canadian Championship again. We won the Supporters' Shield. We did it by playing very attractive and very fun soccer. Losing in the cup final won't take any of that away, but I do feel like if we do win the cup final, now we're in conversation of are we the best ever? And right. When you're playing in a sport, when you're playing for a team, you want to be the best ever. You don't really think about it, but it's been an incredible season, and this is an incredible group of guys, and it's such a great organization to play for that bringing home the cup final is what our ultimate goal was at the beginning of this season, and we've put ourselves in position by giving ourselves a home game in MLS Cup 2017, and I can't wait to get after it.
Drew, it's finally here. You've got it on Saturday, but the MLS season in itself might be the longest pro season from the time you guys report for camp and the length of it. When you first suited up for your first training camp, do you look down and go, this is a long year, and you have to realize there's going to be ups and downs. And now here you are at the last game of the season. Do you kind of look back and go, boy, what a ride this has been?
Yeah, it's funny. You know that you have a long season when you don't even think about back to preseason 2017. You think, wow, preseason 2018 is only about 3 weeks away from that. And so to have been heartbroken last season in MLS Cup after a grind of a season, as it always is, and to establish in this last preseason in 2017 that we wanted to give ourselves a shot of making it back to MLS Cup. It just impresses me how much everybody bought in to taking it one game at a time. It's such a long season. It's such a grind. You go through so many ups and downs. But to put ourselves back into this position is really, really impressive. And we've embraced the struggle. We've embraced the good times and the bad times. And now we have 90 minutes on Saturday to go do the exact same team thing and embrace all of it. Embrace when we're on top of the game, embrace when we're behind in the game, and just go take it one moment at a time and not worry about the final result. If we go and take it one play at a time, one moment at a time, that's going to give ourselves a very, very good shot at winning this championship.
Well, enjoy the moment. We look forward to it on Saturday. Drew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.